in the 95-meter-long marine research tank at Stevens Institute of Technology. A group of students test their underwater vehicle called Perseus 2. Remotely guided by a computer game controller, the robot dives and gracefully swims back and forth, exploring the tank's bottom with its high-definition video cameras.
And those lines are from the lasers in our laser dimensioning system.
Over the course of 2 semesters, 5 undergraduate students majoring in different engineering areas combined their talents, working between 15 and 20 hours a week to design and build Perseus 2. The project supervisor, research associate Michael DeLorn, says the technical requirements were challenging.
Their goal was to go down and find these unexploded ordnance, and not only just find them, but provide information to an expert on the surface so he or she could make a decision as to whether this was something dangerous or not.
DeLorn says the students came up with some ingenious solutions for complicated problems, such as underwater vehicle positioning.
One unique thing they did, they developed an algorithm that allowed them to autonomously control the vehicle's depth.
Team member Mark Shambob, now a graduate student, says they also came up with an inexpensive way to mark the location of whatever object they found.
One component sank to the bottom and anchored itself, while the other component had a brightly colored orange ball, which would float to the surface and provide a positive identification to a passerby or the authorities to let them know that there's an object down there and we've marked it.
Perseus 2 was successfully tested at the naval facility in Florida, together with similar robots built at other engineering schools. In the meantime, new students at the Stevens Institute of Technology have already started on the next project, an unmanned aerial vehicle called Perseus 3. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.